welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. A lot of gardeners don't think about pruning this time of the year, but this is a great time of the year to evaluate your landscape for pruning needs. There are fewer gardening activities going on. You don't have to mow the lawn every week, for instance, during the wintertime, and you can put that added extra time that you have available to good use. So evaluate your shrubs and trees in your landscape. Look at your hedges and foundation plantings, and identify any needed pruning that should be looked at this time of the year. Now, there are some exceptions I need to make you aware of, and these are plants that you should not prune during this time of the year. These are spring flowering or late winter flowering plants. They already have their flower buds set. These spring flowering plants generally set their flower buds sometime the summer before. So if you have plants like Japanese magnolia, Taiwan flowering cherry, azaleas, Indian hawthorns, quince, spirea, banana shrub, and wisteria vines, these are spring flowering plants that already have their flower buds set. And as a result, if you do any pruning on them now, you'll remove those flower buds and you'll diminish or even possibly eliminate flowering in the spring. Now, this is not a health issue. Sometimes gardeners wonder, am I going to hurt my plant or kill them by pruning at the wrong time? This is really an issue of flowers. And since we grow these beautiful plants for their flowers, it's important for us to try to maintain as many of those flowers as possible. There are two other shrubs I need to make you aware of. These actually flower in the early summer around about May, and that's gardenia and hydrangea. Even though these are summer flowering shrubs, they also have their flower buds set. So those hydrangea bushes that look like a bunch of sticks right now, they're so ugly in your landscape because they drop their leaves, leave them alone. The flower buds are already set at the tips of the branches. Same thing on that pretty gardenia. If you think you might want to reduce its size some, don't do it now. Wait until after the plant finishes blooming in June and do your shearing back then. So both hydrangeas, gardenias, and really many of these spring flowering shrubs are best pruned either right after they finish flowering or by the middle of the summer at the latest. Now, there are some flowering trees and shrubs that you can prune this time of the year, and those are the summer flowering plants. The summer flowering trees and shrubs set their flower buds on new growth that comes out in the spring. There are no buds on them right now. So if you need to prune on crepe myrtles, vitex, althea, or a to name a few, those are summer flowering shrubs, and you can prune them now if you'd like to. This is also a great time to evaluate your deciduous shade trees. You know, when these trees don't have any foliage on them, it reveals the structure of the branches very clearly, and you can see if a branch is hanging too low to your roof, where you might want to cut it back too. In addition, because the trees are leafless at this time of the year, you don't have to deal with the weight of the foliage on those branches, and that also makes wintertime a nice time to take some of the branches off of those deciduous shade trees if you need to. One other thing about pruning trees, if you have young trees in your landscape, and these would be trees that are planted in the last 5 or 10 years, you might notice that they've retained their lower branches. So evaluate your trees in particular that have been planted the last 5 or 6 years. Those trees that have lower branches, those branches will always be that height from the ground. So slowly take those branches off over time. This lifts the canopy of the tree up and raises the canopy to a height that's more desirable and useful, say about 10 feet off the ground. Now, don't get carried away and don't take too many branches off at one time. Maintain about one half of green leafy canopy to one half trunk as you do this over time, and you work it out very, very well. So look around your landscape right now. If it's a pretty day, get out your pruning saw, your pruning tools, and think about needed pruning that you might want to do in your landscape, and make sure that you keep things looking good. This is the Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.